Welcome back into Press Row. Here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone, David Pascal along with Wells Guthrie. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific, terrific Tuesday. Well, it is a pleasure to welcome back in to Press Row Owen Seton, the Chief Marketing Officer of the Chattanooga FC. And earlier this afternoon, the CFC released information, and we've talked about this with Owen before. They've got a documentary in the works. Well, now it's more than in the works. We know the dates that it's running. It will be it is titled No Matter What, The Rise of Chattanooga FC. It is a 6-episode documentary detailing last year, the first year as a professional member of NISA, and just the build up to that, having played one match out in Oakland and then all of a sudden the coronavirus. So there was a lot to tell. And starting March 11th at 8 p.m. on WTCI-TV PBS, this series will launch. Owen, welcome back, and I imagine you and the folks around Chattanooga FC are pretty doggone excited about this.
Yeah, David, thank you. We are really excited about this. We're happy to partner with PBS, WTCI. You know, it's great to be on a network that really values storytelling and long form content like this. And you know, if you think about the great documentaries, PBS is a place for those things. And we're excited to partner with them. And we're excited. I've seen 4 of the episodes so far. We're still editing in the process right now. But I actually didn't watch the Super Bowl. I was watching the rough cuts of those 4 episodes Sunday night, and they're good. They're really exciting. I think our fan base and anybody who loves Chattanooga, loves the city, but also loves the drama that sports brings, is really going to enjoy this.
All right, so you're part of the reason why Super Bowl ratings dipped, but at least you missed nothing, though. I mean, it was a very bland Super Bowl as far as that goes. Owen, how long is each episode?
A half hour. And obviously PBS is without commercial interruption, so it's a full half hour. And, we've got some great, great footage. Obviously, you know, the first couple episodes will tell the story of getting ready for the season and tell a little bit of the backstory of how CFC came to be and how we went pro. But then, you know, at the end of episode 1, it's coronavirus. And then from then on, it's navigating the pandemic, the bubble tournament, all those kinds of things. And then the last episode will be, you know, kind of the end of the year. And we're in the room with cameras when guys find out if they're getting a new contract or not, you know, guys that are getting brought back, guys that aren't getting brought back. So you've got the full season drama, but you've also kind of got like that element that Hard Knocks has when you find out when guys get called in to see the coach to, you know, find out their future. So there's a lot of drama in this, and I think fans are really going to like it.
Now, the filming, I would imagine most of it is in Chattanooga, but did y'all go to any away matches? Did y'all do some road trips? Didn't y'all go to South Carolina and then have to turn around and come right back due to weather? I mean, there were all sorts of adventures last year from what I could recall.
Yeah, so the way the season kind of set up for us, you know, we had the one match out in Oakland, that is a big part of the story, is the first pro match. And then, you know, the whole season got put on pause right after that. And then when we came back, in the closed door matches, we had the Independent Cup that there were a couple of matches at Finley and a couple of matches on the road. Those are lightly covered, but then the bubble tournament that happens in Detroit, that is the resumption of the pro season, is the focus of the series. And so,
nice.
You know, the camera crew was embedded with the team. You know, it was in a bubble, and all the players were on. We had our own floor at the tournament hotel, and all of the team was kind of sequestered even from the other teams when they weren't playing. And so our camera crews were on the floor with the players and in all the team meetings and all the practices, the training, all the buildup in those matches. So really the story is told more in the context of the NISA season, which is the match out in Oakland, and then obviously the bubble tournament to end the season.
All right, if I had to ask just generally speaking, what percent was filmed in Chattanooga compared to what percent was filmed in Michigan?
I would say it's probably, you know, just as far as raw footage goes, it's probably 70% in Detroit. But
wow.
But, you know, the final, because that's the where the majority of the drama is, because the way that the season unfolded with the pause, you know, for coronavirus, you know, everything came back around that tournament, and that was going to dictate who got a semifinal spot for the spring this year for the championship. And so that's really kind of where the storytelling led. But then all the interviews, and like we're at players at their apartment, a couple players in their house, you know, all those kinds of things back here in Chattanooga as well. So, you know, so it's a good mix, but I would say it's probably a little heavier on the Detroit side, because that's where, you know, the bubble, you know, kind of led the story.
You're listening to Owen Seaton, the Chief Marketing Officer with the Chattanooga FC, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. We're talking about a documentary coming up, No Matter What, The Rise of Chattanooga FC, a six-episode documentary that will start March 11th at 8 o'clock on WTCI-TV, that is PBS. Owen, you know, because we had you on last year to talk about this and kind of the stages and the process, but when it was all said and done, what was it like shopping for an outlet to have this televised?
Sure. So some of those discussions are still ongoing. I mean, we wanted to make sure that our supporters in Chattanooga had first crack to watch this. And so we had discussions with all the networks in the city, you know, about a home to air it. And PBS was very enthusiastic from the beginning. And, you know, and there's a financial element to it too. PBS saw such a value in the programming that they basically were willing to partner with us without any cost to the club, where, you know, if we wanted to be on one of the local networks, there was going to be a pretty significant charge associated with that to buy the airtime. And so, you know, thank you to our friends at PBS for seeing the value in the programming, number one. Number two, just as far as wider distribution, if anybody wants to watch after this is aired on PBS, and then for fans outside of Chattanooga, you know, we have a streaming plan in place to distribute to Amazon after this is over, where it'll be on Amazon Prime. But we had discussions this week with Netflix, and there's a lot of interest there. And so this is something that's going to have some life considerably after this six-week run on PBS. And then we're actually going to shoot this year as well, and there'll be at least one more season of this. So this is something we're going to continue to do.
And, Owen, because this is something I'm just totally foreign with, what would be, like, the timetable to try to get it on a streaming service? Are you trying to time it around the NISA tournament that's going to be here, or can it be comfortably after that? What's kind of the timetable for something like that, when it would benefit you guys most?
Sure. Well, the six-week run on PBS, the last episode of PBS will actually air the first week of the tournament here in Chattanooga in April. So that'll take us right on up to the tournament, and, you know, by the time that ends, it'll hopefully have everybody in the right frame of mind to come down to Findlay and watch some games, and to watch those will be on BN as well, just like the tournament in Detroit was. So, you know, if you're not able to make it down to Findlay, you can watch that way as well. And then it'll be up on Amazon very shortly after that.
Owen, if I had to ask, when you're talking about this six-part, again, it's titled No Matter What, The Rise of Chattanooga FC, documenting last year's inaugural professional season in NISA. How was this idea first hatched? What are the absolute first roots of this thing?
Well, it kind of happened on two fronts. One was, if you go back, I came back to Chattanooga in October of 19, and one of my early discussions with Tim Kelly when we were talking about me coming back down was the fact that, you know, because NISA at the time didn't have a TV deal and ways to get the message out and ways to bring people closer to the club, we had talked about a lot of video content, not necessarily a documentary, but ways similar to this to you know, let people kind of see behind the curtain a little bit. And we had talked about a documentary, but obviously there's a considerable price tag that comes along with this. This production is not cheap. Simultaneously, our production partner with this is a Chattanooga-based film production company called Super Chief, who is located out in, kind of over by Las Mas and Hicks and Pike. And they had been talking with other people at CFC prior to me coming down about doing a project similar to a documentary. And then once I got back to town, we kind of got introduced by some mutual friends, and we were kind of throwing the idea around. And when the season started, when preseason started, February of 2020, they came out and shot the tryouts and shot some other things. And the idea was they were going to put together a teaser trailer and then go try to shop for some sponsors to find somebody to underwrite this and turn it into a season-long documentary. And then when the pandemic happened, it kind of gave us a little bit of time, because the season was on pause, to kind of flush that out a little bit and talk about what it might look like. And then when the bubble tournament became a reality, now you can pretty much get a season's worth of content in 2 weeks during the bubble tournament up in Detroit. And so we had a couple of conversations about how much would that cost to do it, and what would it look like, and what could we get the access, and was the league okay with them being in the bubble if they passed the COVID protocols and all those kinds of things. And once we figured out this was going to be a possibility, because we're talking about a two-week period to shoot, considerably less of a price tag than, a full-on season. And so we made a couple phone calls, had a few conversations with some people that were willing to underwrite, that much smaller number. And, it all came together pretty quickly within a couple weeks of going up to Detroit. We went up there and shot about 200 hours worth of footage over those 2 weeks, and, really got everything that we needed to be able to tell the story of kind of what came out of the pandemic, and then combine that with what was already shot in February, when we were looking at exploring this, and then add together game footage and some interviews, and now you've got enough to do something that's really, really good. And so, and then once we saw what we had and saw how good it was and saw that this was something that was going to be able to tell a really good story, we went ahead and greenlit, shooting. We're going to shoot all year in 2021 and do this again with a full season.
All right, Owen, I've saved the two most important questions for last. How many episodes are you in?
I mean, I'm not interviewed in any of them. I know I'm in the background of a couple of shots in a couple of them, but I don't know. There's still two episodes I haven't seen, but right now I think I'm in two. But only walking across the, in the back of a room if something's happening. I'm not going to have an IMDb page, if that's what you're asking.
Okay. Second, also, you mentioned background. How many Tim Kelly for Mayor signs are in the background of an episode?
I don't think you'll see any. You'll see him interviewed, obviously, but the mayoral campaign is not front and center in this. And but when you see Tim now, that's obviously where you think about him. But he'll be heavily featured in episode one, kind of telling the story of the creation of CFC and what went into that. And I think he makes an appearance on the bus as the team is advanced out of pool play to give a brief message to the team. But nothing on the mayoral side. But Tim's obviously a big part of the CFC story, and so you'll see him in that context for sure. And I would say too, as we go forward with this, because things are going to time out to where this ends, right as the tournament is going to be starting in Chattanooga, seating's going to be pretty limited. We'll still be kind of in the pandemic fan mode that we were in at the end of the year last year, where there's limited seating at Finley. So if you want to make it to that tournament, make sure you get an annual pass. That's the best way to make sure you have a ticket to the tournament.
All right, Owen, wonderful job again. No matter what, The Rise of Chattanooga FC, a 6-episode documentary following CFC throughout last season, the first professional season for CFC in NISA, starting Thursday night, March 11th at 8 o'clock, the first of the 6 30-minute episodes. That's just a month and 2 days, so Owen, definitely looking forward to that. Sounds quite entertaining, and always appreciate you joining us here on Press Row.
Thanks, David. Appreciate it.
All righty. Owen Seaton, Chief Marketing Officer of CFC, joining us. 648-1051 is your number. Back with more. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.